I've had something on my heart for several days. But I don't like to quit praying over a message till it's over with. I've had him do all kinds of things down through the years. And this is one of them, if I'm right. He switched the message on me today. And this would be considered, I would call it, a message of encouragement. A message hopefully to inspire you, encourage you, hopefully bless you. Not because I'm saying it or I'm doing it, but because of the Lord. We live in a bad world today. We live in a time that you don't know what's going to happen next. One of the first mass shootings was in Edmond, Oklahoma, a number of years ago, about 30, I believe. Our postman was killed in that. He was due to retire in 2 weeks. When that man opened fire, our postman, I was told anyway, run and hid under his pickup, and the guy got down and killed him in cold blood right there. So we live in dangerous times, perilous times, the Bible calls it. So we need all the, I think, encouragement sometimes we can get. Desire your prayers. Let's go to my text. I have read this down through the years. I've used it, I suppose, in messages a few times. I've used it in praying. I've quoted it I don't know how many times. And here a while back, the Lord come along and he inspired me in a way on this. I had never had inspiration. The first four words of this message is what my message is about. Let's go to Hebrews 13 and 8, please, and desire your prayers. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I want to mainly deal with the first four words, Jesus Christ the same. I mean, I'll tag it all together. I'm not going to just use those four words only, but everything, human, plant, animal, it all changes. You and I change. Young people, you may be what you are today, but if you get up 50 years from now, you'll change. You will look different. You'll probably have gray hair. You won't be the same that you was 50 years before. You will do some changing. Older people, you'll probably change some more before you die. Even if the outer man stays looking about the same, and sometimes you can see people you ain't seen in years, you don't even recognize them. They've changed so much. But the bottom line is, we change. But tonight, it's a Jesus Christ the same. I want to zero in on that, and by the Lord's help, I want us to get the point tonight that Jesus never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because of that, you and I have got something to build on and work with, no matter what trial or situation that we get in, no matter how sick we get, no matter how close to death we might get, we've got something that's a solid foundation that you and I can stand on and build with, and stand there though the rages of hell goes, the devil rants and raves, and no matter what might happen, we've got something solid, and Jesus Christ the same. What doesn't change then is eternal things. God, Christ, and the Holy Ghost. But can you and I be sure that Christ and God doesn't change? I want to ask you tonight, do you really believe what 13 and 8 of Hebrews says? Do you? Amen. Do you really believe what that scripture says? You better believe it, because I guarantee you the devil's going to try to work you over and try to get you not to believe it. He's going to do everything he can to come against that. He's going to try to prove Jesus is not what he is, but tonight Jesus Christ the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And for you and I to know that Christ is the same, Christ and God have asked to help you and I by inspiring faith. Scripture, Romans 10:17 said, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Answering prayer. How many of us in here has had God answer prayer? One time, two times, three times. What's the youngest you can remember God answering prayer for you? And working as a child, starting your foundation of faith in God, answering prayer for you as a child, and helping you to know there is a God in heaven. Listen, folks, today, Jesus was back there before the beginning. He was there with the Father. He's still there. He's sitting on the right hand. He's on the throne of grace. He has all power in heaven and earth tonight to help you and I in any way that we need. So he helps us by inspiring the Bible to us, by answering prayer. And his spirit beareth witness with our spirit, Romans 8:16. His spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God, the children of God. Oh, tonight, the reason God in Christ and the Holy Spirit has to be the same is because when it comes to our souls and spiritual life, we must have that solid foundation to build on. It gives us an eternal hope to grasp to. Someone that we know will do what they say they will do every time and not part of the time. We live in a deal. Used to, a man's word was his bond. Ain't the way anymore. You better have all kind of contracts and everything else because you cannot depend on man's word anymore. Very few outside of the saints. You've got to know. And then you don't always know what might happen. But it says over there in Malachi 3:6, he said, I am the Lord and I change not. I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed, praise God. Tonight, thank the Lord, Jesus Christ the same. All right, let's go to Luke 1:27. Let's get some scriptures going here. Luke 1:27. Now, Luke 1:26. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into the city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel came unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying. Cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. The angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. Behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb. Bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great, shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom, and of his kingdom, there shall be no end, praise God. Oh, today, they shall call his name Jesus. Now then, number one, the word same means identical and not different. So Jesus Christ the same. What does Jesus mean? Jesus means one saves and preserves. Properly applied only to Jesus Christ, the Redeemer. He is the one that has the power. He's the only one that has the power to redeem you and I, to bring us back to the place where we should be, praise God. We've gone deep in sin. We had done our thing. And then when we begin to move toward God, as he had moved toward us, we begin to confess and forsake. We begin to lay down and change. And we do those things, praise God. And then Jesus comes along and he washes us and saves us and brings us back and up and out and sets our feet on a solid rock and gives us something we've never had before, praise God. Jesus Christ. Listen, folks, we deal with the greatest individual that has ever been born of woman. He's not just anybody, he's Jesus Christ. He has all power. All power is given to me, he said, in heaven and earth. So he's the all power. And listen today, you and I can depend on this power. It's not something that he puts on one minute and puts off the next. That power is there. It said, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in any time of need. Anytime we need him. Listen, folks, we're his child. He loves us. He wants to help us. He died for us. And he'll do everything he can to get you and I to heaven. He wants you to go to heaven worse than you do. He wants you to have victory. He wants you to have power. He wants you to have glory. He wants you to have everything that he's got in the storehouse of blessings for you tonight. And he's got that for you. And he's able to give it to you. He's able to work for you. He's able to help you. There's not anything he can't do, praise God. Listen, if we was writing a book of all that God had done from the time of the apostles all the way to now, it would be a huge book, and it would be some of the most fantastic miracles you could ever read of. We're alive tonight because of Jesus Christ. There is people among us who have been dead years ago, but Jesus never failed. He's not late one time. What's that one song said? First time I heard it was, oh, I can't even think of the group. But we were in Seminole. There was a singer there, a gospel singer. And, oh, what is that woman's name? I can't think of it. Anyway, 4 days late, but right on time. 4 days late, but right on time. Sometimes we think he's late. Sometimes we think he's slow. But listen, folks, his time and our time is not the same time. And you and I just got to hook in with his time, praise God, and say, Lord God, have your way. Come at your time. Jesus Christ is saying, yesterday, today, and forever. So here it is, Mary. He comes to her. Can you imagine? A pure, clean, virgin, clean, chosen of God, favored, highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. She was troubled at his presence. And he said there, he said he shall be great. He shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Listen, there is kingdom after kingdom fallen. There's king after king gone down. There's queen after queen gone down. There's presidents have gone down, senators and congressmen and governors. There's people from all high angles of life that is coming gone. But listen, folks, Jesus is still sitting on the right hand of God tonight for you and I. He'll never end. His kingdom will always be there. There's not a man, there's not an army, there's not a president or king or queen that's big enough to take him out of his throne. They're not there big enough. He's got more power than anybody, praise God. So anything you need tonight, he's big enough to deliver it for you and give it to you in a split tag of time and do it in a way that'll amaze you every time. When I was in the depths of my grief, I was shocked at what he could do. I'd had him help me with grief before. But this, folks, was a whole lot different what I went through. Hardest thing I've ever faced and still is. But the bottom line is, he could come down in one moment of time. He could touch. He could comfort. He could do anything he wanted to do because he's God. Said he's a God of all comfort. Not some comfort. But he is able to manifest and work with you in your need, praise God. No matter what your grief may be, no matter what your sorrow may be, in any way, he's able to get down and he's able to come with you and work with you like nobody else can, praise God. Oh, tonight, Jesus Christ is saying, he's sitting on the right hand. His kingdom is never going to come to an end. All right, let's go to Acts 2 and 36. Acts 2 and 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Oh, tonight, do we know that? Do we know that assuredly? And I'm not picking on you, but it's come, was coming to me when I was coming down and meditating, praying, God, have your way tonight. That's all I want. I'm not interested in anything else. I want him to have his way. It's his people. It's his church. It's his body. I'm just a little old thing about that tall trying to deliver his message. And the bottom line is, do we really know? Are we assured of who he is? Are we assured of what he is? Are we assured of what he can do? Well, sure it is. Is it? Do we really know? Do you really have that foundation tonight? Young people, listen to me. I beg you. You've got to have a foundation of faith. You've got to have a knowledge. And not just a knowledge. You've got to have a heart experience of salvation, whereby and sanctification, you know. And God will build you a faith foundation and give you something that can be a blessing to you every day of your life. Do you know assuredly? Do you know assuredly, praise God? Oh, tonight, Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you have crucified both Lord. Both Lord and Christ tonight. He's Lord of lords. He's King of kings. He said, and given unto me all power in heaven and earth. Let's go to John 1. John 1:1, and in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. All right, let's go to 29th verse of this same book, John 1:29. He said, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore am I come baptizing with water. Now listen to what this says down in here. And John bare record saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove and it abode upon him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, that was God. Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. Now, John knew right away that there was another individual that was going to follow him. He knew that. He knew he was the forerunner. But it said here in 1:1, he said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Listen, folks, Christ was before any creation of any kind. He was with the Father. That's what I want to link into. Christ has been here all the way down through. He didn't just show up that day that he was born and the angels give the great annunciation and so forth with the shepherds and so forth. That isn't when he just showed up. He had been around a long time before that. Listen, somebody said, well, where'd the devil come from? Well, I don't know that. But I do know where Christ comes from. And the fact that he was here, I don't know where he come from, but the fact that it says that he was in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. He was there. He seen everything, all of creation. All of everything without him was not anything made that was made, and in him was life. Oh, tonight. Life, life, eternal life. Jesus Christ is life for mankind tonight. And the life was the light of men. So Christ, the same, Jesus Christ the same, started or was way back there with the Father before anything started. Before anything was created. And John here, he said now, in the 33rd verse of this chapter, I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize water, the same said to me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. Now, the commentators bring out that John the Baptist and God had a very close relationship. Now Christ and the Father did, but John did too. He had to. He come and he was the first Holy Ghost preacher, so to speak, that there was. And so he had to have somebody that was leading, guiding, directing, and working, convicting, and doing things. He had to have that. He had a very close, intimate relationship with the Father. And the Father told him, this is the one you've been waiting to see. And he said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away. This is a special scripture, folks. Behold, the Lamb of God, Christ, which taketh away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me cometh the man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. He was. I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And oh, tonight, and I saw and I bear record that this is the Son of God. We need to see that same Jesus. We need to get a vision of that same Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 10 and 4. 1 Corinthians 10 and 4. It said, and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock, and that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ. All of this, I'm linking way back. The same yesterday. That's what I'm working on right now, yesterday. All right, let's go to John 8 and 23. We're going to work in John a little bit here, and then we're going to jump to Revelation. John 8 and 23. Jesus Christ the same yesterday. All right, 8 and 23 of John. And he said to them, you're from beneath. I am from above. You're of this world. I'm not of this world. Now, in Exodus 34 and 14, and God said to Moses, I am that I am. This signifies a real being of God, his self-existence, that he is a being of beings. It also denotes his eternity and immutability, and his constancy and faithfulness in fulfilling his promises, for it includes all time, past, present, and to come. And in the sense is not only I am what I am at present, but I am what I have been. I am what I shall be and shall be what I am. Hope you got all that. Tonight, the same Christ is the same thing. The same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, he said, I am from above. Now, they didn't want to believe Christ, and they mocked him, and they tried to cheat him and trap him and kill him and all these things before they killed him. But the bottom line is, he, I am from above. I am from above. You all are from beneath. I'm from above. I am. I am that I am, but now then Christ saying, I am. He's got the same authority to say it. Because he's the Son of the Father. And so, I am from above. All right, let's go to 10 and 36 of John. 10 and 36 of John. It says, say ye of him whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am the Son of God. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works, that you may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Now then, he just said, I am the Son of God. All right, let's go to Revelations 1. Revelations 1 and 8. If I get in the right book and read right, John's not Revelation. Said, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. The 11th verse said, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. It said, these are the words of Christ himself, appearing at once, confirming what John had said of him concerning his person, offices, and future coming. Alpha is the first letter, Omega the last in the Greek alphabet. Signifies that Christ is the first and the last. As it is interpreted in Revelation 1:11, and is a character often given to the divine being in prophetic writing, see Isaiah 41:4, and there is no small proof of the proper deity of Christ. Now then, on down in here, the writer says, so Christ, he is the Alpha and Omega. He's the first, the last. He's the chief of the whole things. As of the covenant of grace, he is the first and last of it. He's a mediator. He is the surety, the messenger of it, the ratifier, the confirmer of it. He is the covenant himself. All its blessings, promises are in him. He's the sum and the substance of the scriptures, both the law and the gospel. He is the fulfilling end of the law. He is the subject. He is the subject matter of the gospel. He stands in the first verse of Genesis and the last of Revelation. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first, the last, the whole, and in all the business of salvation, in the affair of justification before God, in the sanctification of his people, in their adoption, eternal glorification, he stands first and last in the book of God's purposes and decrees, in the book of the covenant. Oh, today, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last I am everything. He was there in the beginning. He's going to be there at the end. You and I will deal with him one day. You and I can hide now. We can run. We can do all kind of things. We can hide under beds. We can get in safes. We can get in caves. We can go up high in the air, we can go down below, but the bottom line is one day you and I are going to die, and when we do, at the end of every man's life is one person named Jesus Christ. We're going to deal with him. So you and I need to be ready to deal with him. He's the first and the last, and you and I will deal with Christ one day. Some people want to say, no, I can get around it. No, you won't. Let me tell you something. You and I have control and can do things here, but when we step into eternity, eternity belongs to God, and he's the king in eternity. And he will do what he wants to do with everyone that gets there. If your name's not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, if it's not written in the blood, if you're not redeemed by the blood, folks, you and I are going to be in trouble. We better have the blood applied, as one minister used to say a lot, to the doorposts of our hearts. Because if we don't, there's going to be problems. He's the first and the last. He'll be the last person you deal with before you either go to heaven or you go to hell. You will deal with him at that time. All right, let's go to John 5:36. John 5:36. But I have greater witness than that of John. For the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do, bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. Now then, back here, I believe in 10:36 of John, it said some of almost the same thing. He said, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe not me, believe the works. All right, he's saying here, he's saying, for the works which the Father hath given me to finish, the same works that I do bear witness of me. What are those works? What is he talking about here? He's talking about the miracles, for one thing. He's talking about the things that he's done to mankind. The touches, the healings, the salvation, the all kinds of miracles that Christ done, the raising the dead, and the different things that he done. Those are the things that witness Jesus Christ the same. Listen, look at his works, folks. Look at the things that he's done, that he has performed. Look at what has happened, and there's nobody can do them but Jesus Christ. Listen, you and I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Christ. Because, folks, there's things that would have taken some of us out of here a long time ago. But he says here, the same works that I do bear witness of me. Listen, if people would just look at what he's done down through the years, they bear witness of the great Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All right, now then. Let's hook back into the back a few years, and then I'm going to bring it forward and finish it up. What all did Christ do when he was here? Some people want to say, well, he didn't do this, he didn't do that, that stopped here and that stopped there. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's not anything that he did in the New Testament time that he was here that stopped when he died or stopped with the apostles. It's still going today. Amen? It's still effective today. The Word of God is the same. Jesus Christ is the same. It didn't stop. Some people said, oh, divine healing stopped back there. No, it didn't. Today's a day of miracles. Today's still the day of power. This day's still the day of glory. It didn't stop. With the apostles, it didn't stop. It's still the same. All right? For number one, he forgave and saved people. The woman in adultery, John 8 and 11. They brought her there, and they were caught in the very act, and so forth. He dealt with them, so to speak. But he wasn't a judge. He wasn't a civil magistrate or anything. And so he got down to the end, and he said, have thine own accusers, ma'am? She goes, no, nobody's condemned me. And he said, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. I have the power. All right, what about the man with palsy? Mark 2 and 3. There at the place where he took the born of four, and they took him on the top of the house, and they broke everything up, and they dropped him down in. Now you think about that. Now those of us in here that does carpenter work, you reckon they knew where Jesus was standing? Did they measure? Or did they just start pulling back the tire, tearing it up, dropping him in? How'd they know? They wouldn't go drop it right on top of his head. But he was there. And they let that man down. And Jesus dealt with sin and sickness all at the same time. I take up thy bed and walk, thy sins are forgiven. They started doing all this kind of thing. He said, well, this or that, what's the difference? I have power to heal. I have power to forgive. What about feeding the 5,000? Matthew 14 and 15. What was it? A few loaves, a few fishes, five loaves, whatever it was. And he took and performed a miracle there that was beyond what anybody had seen. With thousands of people. Well, it would be a major job if we fed 5,000. If we fed 3,000. If we fed 1,000. You remember what Sister Faith Stewart did? She went down there in Cuba, I believe it was, and she put out, I'm going to feed 100 people, I believe it was. And so she got everything ready, and they was cooking all the food, and she looked out the window, and there was 10 times what she had said, I will feed. It scared her, so to speak, or startled her. So they said she went out the back door and got out in the cornfield or the field out there and lay prostrate and started praying, God have mercy. And they said the pots literally just started flowing over. They was dipping and praying as fast as they could do. All because God, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He gave those people everything they needed right down to the last plate, and they're all shut up. Now you don't tell me there's a God, folks. There is a God. There is Christ. And I've been acquainted with him for over 41 years. No, I've been acquainted with him long. I got saved in 71? What is that, 46 years? 45 years, yes it is. Quite a few years. He fed those people. What about the woman with the issue of blood? I don't know about you, but I've read that story a few times, and the bottom line is she had to have heard about him. She had to know a little bit about him. Because she went seeking him out. And she had sought much of the physician for years. She grew worse, better than better. And they'd done all these things and hadn't helped her. And so she heard of Jesus Christ, the righteous. She had heard that he could heal. And she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be well. She found him. And she pressed in the press. Listen, we're going to have to press in the press sometime, folks. We're going to have to press. The devil does not want you and I to get our blessings. The devil does not want you and I to be helped. The devil does not want you and I to get victory. He wants to stop us in every way he can. But the bottom line is, she got in there and she touched, and he made her whole. He said, I feel virtue going out of my body. He knew He knew what was going on. What about the impotent man healed 30 and 8 years? He come there and, well, why aren't you healed? Well, everybody gets in the water before I do and I can't get there. But the Lord come along and healed him, didn't he? Now then, you mark this down in your little book, Mark 10 and 51. This is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, scriptures in the whole Bible right here. Mark 10 and 51. I'll actually start reading a little above that. Mark 10 and 46. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. When he heard that it was Jesus. Now again, he heard that it was Jesus. His name was spread and his fame was published all around, folks. There was a lot of people heard of Jesus. One time, Brother Egbert made a statement. He said, what if we put him in South Florida, put a curtain all the way across, and then published out everything that he could do and said, come on down and see who this person is. And then get all the thousands that we could down there, and he said, then reach up and open the curtain and show him Jesus. This is the man that has the plan, the power, the glory, that can do anything you want. So blind Bartimaeus, he said there, when he heard that, he was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Many charged him they should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thy son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still, commanded him to be called. They called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he casting away his garment, rose, and he came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight, and he followed Jesus in the way. Now, saints, there have been great kings and great queens. There have been great presidents. There have been senators that's lived and served in offices for many, many years. Strom Thurmond of South Carolina, he was way on up there in age when he finally had to give it up. Been in there longer, I think, about any living senator that was, had a lot of power. In the Senate and everything, he had a lot of power, a lot of authority. And there's been governors and there's been all kind of different ones down through the years that have a lot of power. They could do you a lot of good. I know one person that was in a jam. And they said, if we can just get to Senator Strom Thurmond, he can help us. They was in this Holly Hill congregation. They got enough connections together that they got to him and he helped them. He done what they needed. Listen tonight, let me tell you something. Man can do a lot of things. President Donald Trump's a rich, rich man. There's a lot of other, Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all these people got a lot of money. They can do you a lot of good. They can help you financially. They can help you physically as far as if you wanted to go to a doctor. They could pay the doctor bills and so forth. Some of them wouldn't even miss it. But let me tell you, there's one thing they can't do, and that is they can't do inside what Jesus the righteous can do. They can't save, they can't deliver, they can't give victory, they cannot bring a person up and out and set their feet on a solid rock and establish their going and put a new song in their mouth, even praise being to God. They can't do what Jesus can do, folks. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? Jesus Christ the same. He took blind Bartimaeus and he healed him. Listen, there's so much spiritual blindness in the world today that they need a good deliverance by the power of Jesus Christ to bring them out and give them some real insight, some real vision of what Christ really is. That's what they need tonight. What will thou? What do we need tonight? Oh, I love this scripture. I love this scripture. It's one of the greatest in the whole Bible because it shows exactly what he can do. What do you need? There's not anything he can't do. Jesus Christ is the same. He had the power back then. He helped create all of this. He helped create you. You don't think that's power? Aren't you fearfully and wonderfully made? Yes, you are. You've got things because of Jesus Christ the righteous. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You have what you have. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have anything, bless your heart. All our money, all our homes, all our cars, our jobs, our businesses, every boat, car, vehicle, tractor, land, business, whatever. We have everything because of one person, Jesus Christ. We have it because of him. And he told blind Bartimaeus, he said, what will thou? Listen, folks, I don't know about you, but I think children learn a real good little trick years and years ago when they were little. They found out daddy had some money, and they found out mama had some money, and they said, can I have an ice cream cone? Or can I have a candy bar? Or can I have whatever? And usually mama, especially on vacation, mama would dole it out, or daddy would dole it out, and daddy couldn't cook. But daddy would take us all out and say, this is daddy's night to cook. And you know what that was? That was McDonald's, hamburgers, and french fries. Listen tonight, Jesus can do better than that. What do you need? What do you need tonight? Some people say, I need this, and I need this, and this, and this. What do you need tonight? Jesus Christ is saved. He can give you anything you need tonight. Can you believe that? Can you believe that he can do anything? Let's go to, let me see here, what is it? All right, 11 and 24 of Mark. It said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Another scripture, Matthew 7 and 7 said, ask and it shall be given, seek and you shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. Ask. What are we? We're the children of God. He has anything. There's not anything in the storehouse that he can't give us, that he can't do for us. There's people that is out there struggling right now, and he can help them if they would come to him. And he does help them in a lot of ways. Our world is abounding in what it's got, all because of Jesus Christ the same. John 14, 13. St. John 14, 13. Let's look there. He said, and whatsoever you shall ask in my name, now get this, that will I do that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do that the Father. Years ago, there was a war going on, civil war. There was a banker in a certain town, and this banker got involved in the war effort, helping all he could. Well, he got so involved in it that it hindered him from doing his work. So finally, he had to back off. So he started quitting doing all the things he was doing for the soldiers and whatever he was doing, but he had a son. That son was in the army. That son had a good friend that got wounded and hurt bad. And that son told his buddy, he said, you go to my father. Now what he didn't know is he didn't know that the father had backed off of helping. He didn't know that. This wasn't 2016 with cell phones and social media and all that. This is back in the Civil War when things took days to get to you. So the son wrote the buddy a note. And he said, Father, he said, I want to ask you to help this young man to get back on his feet and help him and work with him. So the soldier told him where he was at, told him the bank that he was the head of, the president of, owned it, whatever. He told him, he said, you go there, my dad will help you. So the soldier come in and he found the bank and he got in the office with the president, the owner of the bank, whatever, the father. And he said, I'm so and so. And I need help. And I'm hurt, I'm wounded, whatever. And the father looked at him, he said, well, son, he said, I'm not helping anymore. I'm not helping. He had to tell him. The son reached in his pocket and he pulled out this old piece of paper. He said, here, He handed it to him and he read it. He said, I'll help you. The son asked the father, I will help you. What do you need? And he helped him. The son said, ask anything in my name. Listen, we're asking the Father by the Son Jesus Christ that he set in place over the whole house of Israel. He gave him the throne of his father David. He gave him all jurisdiction and power and authority. And the son said, Father, we need you. You ask, shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Oh, tonight, what do we need? What do we need tonight? All right, let's go to Matthew 11:28. Two or three of the greatest scriptures again in the Bible. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest in your soul, for my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. That is a universal call. Is Jesus Christ still saving today? Jesus Christ is saying, can you and I have everything that we need for salvation? Is he able to deliver to the uttermost, like it says in Hebrews 7:13 or 7:18, that he's able to deliver to the uttermost? In other words, he can save a person no matter how deep, how wretched, how bad. Jesus can raise him up and out and deliver them and bless them and work with them. Does that still go on today? Does it? Did he not save you? Now, I don't know what would be the worst person in here. I've known most of you for many, many years. I don't know who would be the worst. I don't know who would be a bad. Like Paul said, wasn't it? He said, a sinner of whom I am chief. In other words, I'm a pretty bad old boy, so to speak. Well, I don't know who would be the bad chief around here, but I got news for you. He's able to do anything that you need to do tonight. Come unto me. What do we need? He's able to give us. And then it says in First John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything. Some people struggle. I done this. I done that. One minister saw a man one time talking to him, and he looked at him and he said, can he forgive me of murder? Can he forgive me of murder? Yes, he can. Can he forgive people of adultery? Yes, he can. Can he forgive people of whatever? Yes, he can. Smoking, drugging, drinking, stealing, whatever it might be, molestation, whatever it might be, Jesus Christ can forgive anybody and save anybody from anything at any time, anywhere that they needed to do it, praise God. You just got to come to him. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I will give you rest. All right, let's bring it down. Sometimes people want to complicate this thing a little bit. Let's go to Romans 10:11. It said, for the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. The same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Brother Sammons was in South Dakota on an Indian reservation many, many years ago, holding a 10-day, 3 service a day, tent revival. Somewhere in the meeting, a man come to him and said, there's a man here that's real sick, and I may not get it just perfect, but he said he wants to know, he wants to learn about Jesus. So Brother Sammons went. And him and this other man, the man that was sick, they sit there and they talked and they visited. Brother Sammons worked with him, and the man said, I want to pray. I want this. And they prayed. And they prayed through. And within 24 hours, or less than 24 hours, that man went to heaven. Now that's what you call by the skin of your teeth, folks, but Jesus did not fail that man. He got him to the place he needed him to be, and he took him to heaven, praise God. It doesn't matter how close you are to death. I don't really believe in deathbed experiences, but I do know it does happen, praise God. There is people that's got saved right at the last minute. Now, David Gaines was not close to right at the last minute, but folks, listen, he had lived in sin for many, many years. Talked to him, prayed over him, counseled him, worked with him. For those who don't know, he was my nephew. And his aunt, my wife, Rebecca, she prayed and we prayed. He called us. He all kind of things happened. And then he got down pretty sick. And he called his Aunt Myrtle. I need your help. And she took him in. And she worked with him. And he got saved. And I understand he gave a wonderful testimony on Wednesday night before he died Saturday. He didn't quit. He would not go back over there because he knew what was there. He stayed here. He fed here. He was blessed here. He was encouraged here. He was strengthened here. I think he was blessed to people. He sent texts out to a number of us. I don't know how many. That was a real blessing to a lot of people. Listen, he was a bad old boy. But Jesus Christ the same brought him up, brought him out, and made something of him in his last days. Oh, tonight, thank the Lord for that. All right, so Jesus Christ the same. He's still saving, he's still delivering, he's still blessing, he's still working in 2017, is he not? All right, let's go to Luke 24 and 49. It said, behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You be endued with power. All right, let's go to the 11th chapter of Luke, 11 and 13. If ye then being evil know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now listen to what that's saying. There is people that struggle over sanctification, getting sanctified. They struggle with it sometimes quite a little while. He said, I send the promise of my Father upon you. I'm bringing it. Here it is. I'm delivering it, so to speak. But I want to tell you what I want you to do. I want you to tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. But then he said, if ye then being evil, earthly, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Most parents know how to give some good gifts to their children. And then he said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Now, is he still sanctifying today? Is he still giving the Holy Spirit today? Is it possible to be filled to the brim with the Spirit of God? Yeah. Amen. It's still available, isn't it? It didn't quit. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forever. If he done it then, he's doing it now. If he's doing it now, he's going to do it then, all the way to the end of time. I'm Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. Oh, tonight, Jesus Christ brought about a plan that is the finest, richest, glorious plan that has ever been. And that plan is still working just as well tonight as it did when he endued it with power in the beginning. Ask. Give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. He still wants to sanctify. He still wants to save every individual that is born into this world. He still wants to bless them and sanctify them and save them, sanctify them, take them to heaven. That's what his mission is, and he's still the same. He's still working. All right, let's finish up James 5 and 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. sang psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with the oil, with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith shall save the sick. The Lord shall raise him up. If they have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another. Pray one for another that he may be, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. It rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again. The heaven gave rain. The earth brought forth her fruit. Now then, is Jesus still in the healing business? I know some of this is a little repetition. I know that. But I want you to get the message. I want you to think about what I'm trying to get at. And I hope I'm getting my burden across. He said here, is any among you afflicted, let him pray. And any sick among you, let him call for the elders of church and let them pray over them, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall not save the sick. Are you awake? Did you hear what I said? The prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. Divine healing is still working today. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. The same. He's not lost any power. He's not changed any doctrines. He's not moved things around into different places where we can't find him. He's still the same. He's still healing lives. He's still delivering souls. He's still sanctifying people. Oh, tonight, what do you need tonight? What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? He asked blind Bartimaeus, what do you need tonight? What do we need tonight? He wants to bless you. He wants to bless you and I. He has all power. All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Tonight, there is a lot of healings that have happened in the last 40 years. Major healings. There is one Devin Smith shouldn't even be alive tonight. And he's alive by the power of God. Sister Carrie shouldn't even be alive tonight. But she went all the way down to death's door. Just before she died, she didn't die. God brought her out. He has taken some to our chagrin, but the bottom line is, no matter what happens, he's still delivering, he's still sanctifying, and he's still healing. He's still working, he's still the same. He's not lost any power. He's still sitting on the right hand of God. He has all power to help you and I. What do you need tonight? Jesus Christ the same. Oh, tonight he wants to help all of us, praise God. He wants to bless all of us. What do we need tonight? Oh, he is the same for you and I tonight. Let us build on a foundation of faith that you and I can accept, believe, and go with the Word of God, the Spirit of God, knowing that He's the same, that He is the same tonight. We appreciate your time, your attention, your prayers tonight. We might stand the same number. I think it's 307. He's just the same today. If anybody needs any help, the altar's open. No matter what it might be, the Lord wants to help us tonight. We appreciate your time and attention and your prayers. Pray for me.